Let's start the program, though, with what is a big business story, but also a big community story. And that is a man who was once one of the great high flyers of Australian corporate life, said to have at one stage been worth some $150 million, has come to earth in an almighty thud. That man is Matthew Perrin, the former boss of Billabong, the surfwear company, who's been sentenced to 8 years jail. We've told you about this case before. The allegation was that he had effectively defrauded his wife. Now, this was about $13 million where he had allegedly falsified her signature. In this particular case, the district court today, Julie Dick, had indicated that he has blamed everybody about his crimes except himself and said he was in denial. Let's go to the Financial Review's Brisbane Bureau Chief, Mark Ludlow, who's been covering this case. Mark, there is no doubt that Matthew Perrin has had an almighty coming to earth from what was a high-flying career in the past.
Well, yeah. Hi, Ross. How are you going? I guess it has been a pretty big fall from grace. You know, it wasn't so long ago he was seen as a bit of the golden boy of Queensland business circles, and I think his net worth was $150 million on the BRW rich list. And, you know, he rose up from being just a Gold Coast lawyer to becoming the CEO of Billabong before it floated in 2000. He exited Billabong and he had a $66 million payday. If you or I even got $1 or $2 million, that would be enough to invest and set us up for the rest of our lives. But he managed to blow that money very quickly in some dodgy Chinese shopping centre investments, and that's where he all came unstuck when he forged his wife's signature.
Yeah, and this is where it all comes down to. There were three counts, weren't they, as I understand it? There was one for fraud, there was also forging of a bank guarantee, and also forging of those mortgage documents. It's 8 years at the head on this particular sentence that's been handed down, but obviously the other terms, which were 6 years and 7 years, will be served concurrently. What's the non-parole period? Did you find that out?
Yeah, so it's basically eligible for parole in 4 years' time, essentially. So
it's a pretty hefty sentence, isn't it, really? I mean, this is where white-collar crime really does get, you know, carry a heavy sentence inside our courts these days.
Well, it is, considering, you know, he's 43 years old now. He'll be out in 4 years' time when he's in late 40s. You know, I can't. It's effectively the end of any business career he would have. So I think the court today was definitely sending a pretty strong message to other white-collar criminals who would try and do such a thing.
Did Matthew Perrin himself had any commentary or any explanation as this sentence was handed down?
No, he didn't have an opportunity. He was in court. He said very little. He sort of sat there stony-faced and stood up when he was sentenced and really didn't say anything at all, and then was led from the courtroom. He's been in custody since late December when he was found guilty by the district court jury. And I think he served 39 days, which will come off his inevitable final sentence. So I think he'll be due for parole end of 2020. But it has been a remarkable fall from grace.
No doubt. Mark Ludlow is the Financial Review's Brisbane Bureau Chief. He'll have that report tomorrow morning in the papers. And Mark, we appreciate your time this evening.
No worries. Thanks there, Ross.